This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Early today, rescue workers drilled a hole into a West Virginia mine where 13 miners have been trapped for more than 24 hours. Rescuers sent a camera-equipped robot into the mine to search for signs of life and tested the air quality. In the last hour, officials said the results are discouraging. Ben Hatfield is chief executive officer of the mine's owner, International Coal Group, Incorporated.
The V2 search robot is now being taken into the mine to investigate the area lying immediately ahead of the mine rescue teams. We'll provide a further update as soon as we have feedback on the progress of the robotic search. While we're very disappointed by the information we've received thus far, we remain determined to continue the search so long as there is hope, and hope remains.
That's Ben Hatfield of the International Coal Group. Joining me now is Emily Corio of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And Emily, what's the latest? It doesn't sound too good.
Right, yeah. That news, I'm sure, is very devastating to the families who have been standing by just across from the mine since they first learned of the explosion at 7:30 in the morning. The mood yesterday was really split. I talked to some people who were very hopeful and some family members who were already very discouraged and frustrated. So I'm sure that this information is even, you know, adding to those feelings.
Let's play some tape now that you gathered from the Sago Baptist Church, which is right across from the mine yesterday. It's Loretta Abel. Her fiancé, Fred Ware, is one of the trapped miners.
Well, this is his second time the mine's caving in on him. First time, his ribs got broken, put through his lungs. His ankle was broke clear in two. He's got bolts in his ankle. Another guy here just last week got a piece of metal thrown through his forehead. They know that gas was in that mine. Fred told them that gas was there. He told them last week, and they didn't do nothing about it. And now this happened.
I understand that the Sago mine has a history of violations, lots of allegations of violations.
Yeah, and there were lots of rumors going around yesterday, too, at and around the church. People were saying that, they had heard stories that this mine wasn't safe and that the people they knew who worked there didn't feel comfortable. So there definitely people were talking about that history yesterday.
Emily Corio of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thanks very much, Emily.
Thank you.